Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 14th of November 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Portrait. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free shell account, get yourself email, a website, a gopher flog, I think they call them, you know, all kinds of things you can do. So, check it out. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC or Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, formerly VE7KI, for allowing us to use this net for our conference. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussion. This week's question, my local radio club had a meeting last Tuesday, and the topic of that meeting was how to set up your first ham station. And so what I am positing for our question this week is, what advice do you wish you had gotten when you were setting up your first ham station? Or alternatively, what advice would you give to a new ham asking you about how to set up a new station? So we're talking about all kinds of things here. We're talking about power supplies. We're talking about antennas and feed lines and operating positions and headphones versus speakers, you know, a whole gamut of things here. But what single thing do you rank most important for a new ham to know before they dive into this hobby? So, and I'll be thinking about this while the net is going on. I don't have my own answer on this, and you may need to think about it as well. So anyway, that's the topic this week. And I think we have a couple of new stations joining us this week, so let me reset the conference, and then I will explain how we do check-ins here. Okay, so when I call for check-ins, I'm looking for stations that have not already checked in or not already given their call sign, because I maintain a list here that I will go down and call on each station for their comments for the day. So anyway, I already have on my list VK6BQQ, KC3LYZ, N4RNW, Yankee Delta 4, Yankee Delta 4 Sierra Foxtrot November, KD9MDJ, W1SK, and I see Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Lima has joined us, so let me jot that down. So, any stations who are listening to me and would like to check into our net and did not hear their call sign just now, please come forward now with your call sign. And I can take more than one, so if somebody gets in there ahead of you, you don't have to wait. Go ahead and go on his coattails, and I'll pick up both of you.
Oscar Yankee Lima.
Yankee Delta 4, Sierra Foxtrot November.
Okay, you guys both were already on my list, so you didn't really need to pipe up there. So I've already got you on the list. Is there anyone else? Okay, I noticed that there was a repeater linked here a couple of minutes ago, but it's gone now. So that's why I was going through that drill there to explain how we do things. But all right, I guess we'll go with what we got. So first on my list here is VK6BQQ.
Hey, AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, good morning. Yeah, your audio's back down again. Anyway, all good here. Garbage day, we're just getting the green bin out, which is the leaves and the branches and stuff like that, but we got it out and back in here again. And good to hear our friend in from Indonesia. As I say, I'll be up in Lembang during December. If he can get on this node, we can chat in Indonesia. Fantastic. Have a great day, and thanks for being here. AB9FJ, VK6BQQ, West Australia. Good morning. So,
you ended rather abruptly there, Reg. Were you finished?
Yeah, my last comment was good morning.
Okay, well, thank you for checking in. Next on my list is KC3LYZ.
This is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, SDF username Robert R. Yeah, I don't really have a whole lot to add to that on the setting up initial ham station because I don't have my HF stuff with set up yet, so yeah, I probably would like some guidance for that myself, getting trying to decide between two different antennas. And I just got my GMRS license, so going to be playing around with that a little bit too. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Next on my list here is N4RNW. Oh, wait, I think we lost RNW there. Okay, we'll come back later. Next is Yankee Delta 4, Sierra Foxtrot, November.
Thank you, AB9FG. This is Yankee Delta 4, Sierra Foxtrot, November, with Zaki here from Indonesia. For sure, I'm in Yogyakarta, not Jakarta. trying to check in with you all, guys, and good morning. Over.
Okay, I see everybody is saying I should turn up the gain, but I don't have a gain. As far as I know, the gain is turned up as far as it'll go. So all I can do is shout. Rah! Okay, thank you, Zaki. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Welcome to our little net. We do this every week, so you can come back again 7 days from now. I think that's 168 hours or so. But hang around. Things might pick up later here. Let's see, who else is next on my list here? How about KD9NDJ? Okay, evidently he has stepped away from his computer, so let's move along to W1SK.
Well, hello, good evening, everybody. This is W1SK in Central Maine. My SDF name is Advocates. Good to hear everyone this evening. It's been a few weeks since I've checked in. I've been working on a long-running D-Star repeater project on the western side of the state, and between some political stuff with the site we're looking at and some technical difficulties, it's taken up a lot of my time, but we're nearing the end. Hopefully get that thing on the mountain, hopefully before the snow falls. I'm surprised there hasn't been any snow yet here. It's been really warm. It was almost 70 today. It's kind of strange how warm it's been here in the Northeast over the past couple of weeks. But anyway, that's about it for me. It's good to hear you. And I hope everyone's having a really good fall, and everyone's getting prepared for the winter. AB9FJ in the net from W1SK 73.
Yes, we had a high of around 72 last Thursday, but this weekend the highs have been, I think, like in the high 30s, and I think the forecast is calling for snow Tuesday night. So there you go. I think you'll probably be getting that weather down the road, so something to look forward to. All right, thank you, Joe. Next on my list here is Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Lima.
Hi, this is Mike 3, Oscar Yankee Lima, and I'm just waiting to fix my headphones, my AirPods, so hopefully you can all hear me. You guys are on TikTok. There's a guy on TikTok, he's doing a live ham radio, a live ham radio kind of net, speaking to people all over the world, and I think his call sign was November Uniform Papa Delta. So if you go on TikTok, you'll see his feed, you'll see his live feed on your homepage there. If any of you are on TikTok, I'm just going to go back and watch him, so I just thought I would check in here and see what this net is. The only net I know is the Friday night net, take lunch net. I've never known this net. Now, this is Monday morning now, so in Scotland, so I've never known this net. What is this net? Over.
Okay, your audio dropped a little bit in there, but I had to struggle to copy there, but you gave a call sign that had that did not have any digits in it, and that made it kind of weird there. Was there a digit in that call sign? November Uniform something something?
Maybe it was November Uniform 3, Papa Delta. All I know is this guy's on TikTok just now, and I was going through TikTok, and I discovered this guy was on. There's a lot of live videos on TikTok at night. There's a lot of live music videos, DJing videos, which I'm also in. I'm also interested in. I'm a DJ myself. And but there's a live ham radio TikTok video now, which is unusual because TikTok is just for it's a social media site just for short videos. But they do live feeds at night, so either this guy, I don't know where he's from, but I know there wasn't a digit, or I never heard a digit, but I'm assuming it's a November Uniform 3 Papa Delta. You know, so I hope you find it, and we'll see where we go from there.
Okay, I'm still not sure if I'm following your line of thought there, but are you familiar with the QRZ.com website? Have you tried looking up his call sign to see where he's located?
Oh, unfortunately, my computer doesn't work at the minute, so I can't look up any call signs in my Radio Shack. I'm in my Radio Shack at the minute, and I can't even look up your call sign. My computer, I've got no internet connection. I've had internet drop out for weeks and weeks and weeks. So that might be why I'm dropping in and out. So hopefully you can hear me very, very good. No, I was just wondering there. Over.
Okay, well, perhaps someone who's listening on the net here will go into their browser and look up that call sign and come back with a name and location for you there. I'm a little busy right now, so I'll let someone else do that. I see in the chat that people are saying that the noise is taking out my audio or something there. I'm watching my view meter there, and it's up to around 30, 40, 50% there. So am I really totally unintelligible? I mean, ND9, NDJ, KD9, NDJ. Can you give me an audio report real quick?
This is KD9, NDJ. Your audio is back where it was earlier in life. I get reports that my audio is low, and I'm at 50% on the audio status bar in Echolink. So I've cranked it up so that I've got it up pretty hot here. And from a personal perspective, you're up against the noise of my furnace here now because it's cold here. The furnace is running in the background. I can hear most of everybody, but some of it is a little bit on the quiet side. Let's see, MM3OYL was a little on the quiet side. Anyway, there you have it. This is KD9NDJ back to net.
I called you earlier and you weren't at the at the microphone there. So do you want to go ahead and do your check-in now? You know, name and location and SDF username and comment for the net, all that stuff?
Sure. I thought you might have called me, but really I couldn't hear anything that was being said, not from you anyway. But yes, I'm Ken, user. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois. I'm KD9NDJ, and my SDF username is KDB. So those are my vitals, and yeah, it's cold here, and not terrible. It's after all mid-November. Anyway, this is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken, and I will endeavor to keep the view meter happy here. So let's see. Let me back up and see N4RNW. Nope, I don't see him on the dashboard here, so I guess he dropped out. But maybe he'll be back. So I guess next on my list, then, we've had Andrew there, so it's time for this new call sign. Kilo India 5, Quebec, Oscar Charlie.
Hello, hello. This is Kilo India 5, Quebec, Oscar Charlie. SDF handle is MNW. I'm trying out using EchoLink on a virtual machine today, so off of the Mac. So I don't know if my audio is particularly good or bad, but I wanted to test out the virtual system. But anyway, I'm in here. I'm out in Austin, Texas, coming to you through the actual computer program today. Back to you.
Okay, your audio is a little low, a little scratchy there, but I was able to copy everything you said. So if you've got some way to crank up the gain a little bit, that would probably help. Thanks for joining us. I think this is your first time here. I'm going to mark you down as a first-time check-in. Of course, you know, we're familiar with you in on a non-radio, so welcome to our little net here. At least I think you're new to the net here. I just don't remember seeing your call sign before. So I think I have called on everybody. Let me check and see if... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, we have VE6UX. Michael has joined us. So, Michael, the topic this week is, what advice do you wish your Elmer had given you when you set up your first station? Or alternatively, what single piece of advice would you give to a new ham setting up their first station? We're talking, you know, antennas, feed lines, power supplies, radios, operating positions, you know, the whole gamut there. But, you know, what was the thing that you wish somebody had told you, you know, that you didn't have to learn the hard way?
Well, if my audio was going through, which sometimes it doesn't, I ended up being late here because I've had furnace problems today. Condensate pump was blocked, and it backed up into our high-efficiency furnace, which makes things a little bit hairy. Got it all cleaned out, and now I'm back. Let me break, make sure that everything's going through. All right, Reg let me know because he knows the problem that I have with audio in this particular beast. My Elmer was really good. He was complete. I went to a field day with him in June when I was 11 years old. I turned 12 in August, and in September I had my first license. What I would have liked to have learned that I didn't at the time was that Morse code is not a new language, and you don't have to have musical capability to use it, but there's some really easy ways to learn it, and I wasn't given that choice or chance. Today, nobody learns it anyway, so I don't really know what advice I'd give to somebody, because usually I set everything up, and often I give people their first radio as well. VE6, a uniform X-ray.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and for your story there. So, I think I have called on everyone. Let me just double check. Yeah, so now is it time for rechecks. So if you thought of something else, or maybe someone else has said something that spark a memory or whatever, this is your time to come back and add to what you said before. Anyway, rechecks or new checks, whatever. Please call now.
Yankee Delta Foros, Sierra Foxtrot November.
Or link. If you haven't been there, I suggest you go there and go to Echo Test. Watch and hear and see what you sound like. It's a parrot repeater, and you'll get your response back. And if you're happy with it, then join the node, and you know your audio is where it should be. So just a point of interest, Echo Test.
Okay, thank you, Rich. That's good advice. I probably should try that myself to see what I sound like before I start the net. But so many things getting ready for the net, I'll try to remember to do that in the future. But we also had Zaki in there, YD4SFN. Go ahead.
I have some question. Actually, I'm a new amateur radio for sure. and I don't have any station in my house right now. But do you have any advice, good advice in a tight budget for me? Because my budget is under $100, but I want to play with amateur radio. Now, right now, I just play with Echolink right now. So any advice that's good for me to play with new amateur radio, ham or something, over.
Well, the first advice that I would give you is to find some other hams in your local area. If there's a ham club, or maybe just a ham down the street, you've noticed he's got some weird antennas on the top of his house. Make friends, join your local club, and learn from them.
Well, I will keep note for it to check my local station and play around with my club. Sadly, the network I got is already obsolete. I don't know why. So I just rely on the National Ham Radio Organization in Indonesia.
Right. Well, I say that because what the advice that I might give to a ham here in the United States, it might be totally unavailable to you in Indonesia. So I hesitate to even suggest anything. So that's why I think talking to local hams in Indonesia is where you'll get the best information. Now, Reg, I understand, travels to Indonesia very often, so I think he might have some much better advice for you. So I'm going to pass it over to Reg and see if he has anything to say.
Okay, then I will keep it in check. Going standby and over.
AB9FJ, VK6PQQ. Well, anytime I go to Indonesia, I'm on Echolink. And our node 9229, Mike has set up a system for me to get in there. And I'll be damned if I can think of the name of it. Anyway, it's the, Michael, you'll have to help me out here. I'm at loss. But in any event, he set up a node for me to get in. Usually I go direct, but it's a proxy. Geez, I couldn't think of it. You set up a proxy for me, and maybe we can make contact when I get up into Indonesia. I'm going to Bali first, and then I'm headed off into Lembang. So maybe during the month of December, hook up to Echolink 9229, and we can converse. I haven't got too involved with the local hams up there in Bandung or Lembang or Jakarta, but if you know where Lembang is, I'll be there, and I'd be glad to talk with you when we get there. Yankee Delta 4, Sierra Fox, November, from VK6BQQ, and I'll be Yankee Bravo.
Okay, Yankee Bravo. That's a new one on me there, Reg. What does that stand for?
Try that again, Wayne.
Well, I think you were wishing, saying farewell to Zaki, and then you said that you would be Yankee Bravo. And I was thinking, does that mean like QRT? Or, I just didn't recognize Yankee Bravo.
Well, as you see, for Indonesia, he's got Yankee Delta. There's Yankee Bravo and the different areas of Indonesia. Yankee Bravo is the portable station call sign for the Lembong area. So I use my Australian call sign followed by the portable Yankee Bravo.
Okay, now I got you. It all makes sense now. Sorry, I was just confused. Anyway, thank you for stepping in and helping with Zaki there, and I hope you guys are able to connect and you know, converse when you're traveling up there. So, let's see, do we have any other comments or additional rechecks?
Yeah, just a comment, Wayne.
Go ahead, Michael.
Most private residences in Indonesia are wired using CGNAT, which is carrier grade NAT, which is the same thing as most people are on this side of a router. So what they have is they got a bigger router and all the houses are wired up to it. And because of that, you can't open an incoming UDP port through carrier grade NAT, which is why you have to have a proxy, which is why Reg, when he's down there, even though he can see the university from one of the houses that he lives in, doesn't have access to that UDP port. So most people in Indonesia have to use some form of proxy. And so when our friend gets away from the university and he's at home, he's probably not going to be able to connect up to Equilink unless he looks up how to connect to a proxy. Reg will be there after Christmas, I think, in that area, so maybe they can get together and Reg can tell him how things are. But he can always come in on the Friday Night TechNet or here, or when we're in here, come in and ask questions, and we would be extremely happy to give him a hand. VE6, a uniform X-ray.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Yes, that's good information there. And I use a proxy here on this laptop here because it's just I'm too lazy to try to do a fixed IP, a static IP on my router here. So it's just easier to I go into the Echolink setup, and there's a tab in there for proxy, and you can go in. You can. There's a list of public proxies that are available, and you refresh that list to get the latest version of it. And there are usually like over 100 proxies on that list, and you just pick one, select it, and then see if it works. And if it does, then you're able to access Echolink, and everything is good to go. And it will remain good until maybe that proxy goes down, or I'm not sure what happens to them, but eventually you'll come in and start Echolink, and it will say that you cannot access the index at the mothership. And so you'll just have to go into setup again and refresh the list of proxies and pick a new proxy, and then everything is working again. That's my experience. Very simple, really. You just, once you learn how to do it. So, let's see, are there any other comments about this or about anything we've talked about today?
Yeah, if you have a computer that's running all the time, Wayne, you can set up a proxy there, and then no matter where you are or what you're using, just use your own home proxy.
Well, I almost never go anywhere. It's just this is the laptop here. It runs off of the Wi-Fi, and so I could set it up based on MAC address so that it always gets the same, what is it, the DHCP assigned IP address, and et cetera, et cetera. But I've just been lazy about it. It was just easy to go into the proxy setup. So anyway, that was my situation. I could do it much better. I'm just lazy. So are there any other comments? Okay, well, I can go back to my script here. We're getting pretty close to the end of the net here, so if you've been thinking about saying something but holding off, don't do that anymore. Come now with your final comments for the net before we close. Okay, and once again, let me say that we could always use a few more volunteer net controls. If you're interested in giving that a try, you can email me either at jwh@sdf.org or my call sign at arrl.net, and we can get you set up to give it a try, see if you like it, see if you want to do it on a regular basis. Also, if you're not already subscribing to our mailing list, you can go to sdfarc.org and find out how to subscribe to our mailing list. It's very low traffic, perhaps 2 messages a week. And you can keep up with what we're doing with the SDF Amateur Radio Club. All right, so this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at 0037 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, there is an AfterNet in the SDF DMR Talk Group, 31650. Never been there, but I think there's a question about whether that's still alive. But I do know that we are still alive in COM on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. People are in there chatting about us even as we speak. So, this is Set Control Station AB9FJ, saying 73.